tuned in to Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecracking with Winter live. For me, not for you, from the Big G's basement in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How in the fuck are ya? How's your week been? What have you been up to? Let me listen for a second. Pretend I'm in the room. Tell me how your week went.
I don't give a screw.
That's enough. Didn't sound that interesting. I don't know why we even went into it. Today's going to be a huge, big, throbbing 12-inch show.
You're full of shit.
I have two guests. They are from South St. Paul. They're both in the bestiality. Let's welcome Cameron and Anthony.
What up?
You guys are both in the bestiality, right?
Absolutely not.
What? Let me read the email again from Mitch. Mike, I got two guys that are in the bestiality from South St. Paul. Sending them over to your house for the next show. You guys are not... Mitch is mailing it again. I'm going to let Mitch go one of these days. Actually, I have Anthony and Cameron. They're both from South St. Paul, and they're both 18 years old. And you guys have never been on a podcast before, right?
Are you shit?
Nope. Absolutely not.
No? What broadcasting experience do you have?
Not a single one.
None yet.
Nothing. Have you guys managed to lose your virginity yet?
Barely.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to high school?
South St. Paul, the best in the state, baby.
Yeah, the Shit Packers, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What'd you guys do in high school?
Classified.
I mean, I guess I was kind of normal. Well, not really, but I played sports and stuff, you know. Went to school, showed up every day, got my stuff done.
You're like a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
Cameron, what about you? You just watched him wrestle?
I just kind of worked.
Yeah.
Did school. Well, right. Barely did school, but worked.
What is high school like nowadays? Because when I graduated high school back in 1993, I know the days, it was a lot different. I know. That's back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. There were no smartphones back then.
Using rocks to write?
Yeah, we'd do those Indian signal fires. They were called smoke signals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we communicated that way.
That was 7 years before my time.
Yeah, was that 7 years before you came out of your mom's vagina?
Yes, sir. Wow. I wasn't born until 2000.
Were you a C or did you come out naturally?
Not a single clue. Probably don't want to know either.
When you get home, I want you to sit your mom down and I want you to say, Mom, did I come out vaginally or was it a C-section?
I'm sure she'll love it, right?
Did it hurt? Right? What was high school like? Is it, I mean, all I read about are school shootings and kids not paying attention because they all have smartphones now. Don't move the mic around too much. Don't move it. Just try to keep it still. What is it like in high school nowadays for kiddos?
High school nowadays. Where do I begin? You got kids so addicted to nicotine in 2018.
Really?
They're ripping.
It's not a bathroom, it's a jewel room.
Yeah, it's not. You got kids running in the bathroom in between class, ripping their e-cigs. You got kids sitting in the back of the classroom ripping their e-cigs.
It's all about e-cigs.
It's all about e-cigs.
Or vaping, right?
Yeah.
So kids don't smoke regular cigarettes anymore?
No, darts are out of style now.
Only if you go to the CLC.
Yeah.
What's a CLC?
It's like
Asshole's Last Chance.
Yeah.
Oh, Asshole's
Last Chance. I'm not going to graduate, but they're going to stick me here and see if I got a shot, maybe. Can bounce back.
Yeah. So, would you say you enjoyed your high school experience, boys?
I mean, I loved high school, but...
It was all right.
Is it different for jocks than it is for guys that aren't jocks, like Cameron? I mean, I could look at Cameron and tell he's not a jock. You might have lost jocks. Were you a team manager?
No, I was not.
Oh.
Cam was a working man back in the day in high school.
Where'd you work?
A couple different places. Yeah. I worked at a car dealership. And then, like, senior year, I worked at a pizza place.
You know, me and this dude, we used to work at a marina when we were 15 years old.
Now, that would be the gig during the summer, right? You got nothing but women coming down there, getting boats.
It is the gig, but you get paid $7.25 an hour to bust your ass all day. It's not very fun.
What do you consider busting your ass?
Doing lawn work in a wetland.
Like everything. Yup.
Which marina is this?
Watergate Marina in St. Paul.
That's my marina. That's where I put my boat in. It's on the Mississippi River, if you didn't know. Just a lot of
not cool.
A lot of landlocked people that listen to this show abroad.
That's so unfortunate. We got to get them out, Mike.
What was it like? I mean, it was Watergate Marina is not exactly Partyville, is it?
No.
No. It's... They try to be, but it doesn't work.
No? So, I mean, did you guys, like, work the dock? Were you dock boys with the tight shorts?
Did that. Well, not the tight shorts. But and
Cam's
then
had a brown stain in them, so.
So. And then we worked in the lawn most of the time. And then, like, on the weekends, we would work at the dock.
A lot of girls?
No.
No.
Bunch of old people.
Oh, my goodness. It all qualified for AARP. Not a single chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
No pussy?
None.
None.
Oh, just Cam. Too
bad. Yeah.
You guys ever kick around going to work for McDonald's or something like that in high school? Is that still a thing? Do a lot of high school kids work at McDonald's?
See, some people do. I just could not bring myself to work.
That's kind of where the weird kids go. Like the ones with the long hair that pull up to school in a trench coat that you kind of look at and you're like, see, I don't know about this dude over here. He's kind of scary, you know?
So McDonald's never, you guys never were interested in that,
huh? Oh, God, no.
I couldn't.
I worked at McDonald's when I was in high school. I lasted exactly 1 week.
You kind of look like Ronald McDonald.
I do a little bit. Yeah,
I can see it.
Into clowns.
Yo.
When I worked at McDonald's, it was my job to work the front till. I wasn't qualified to work in the McDonald's kitchen. Well, actually, I did sort of. I was a fry guy. It was my job to make all the French fries that you know everybody loves. And then I got promoted to working the front till. Okay. And I worked at a McDonald's that was in a suburb, and it was always busy, full of people all the fucking time. And I, you know, I was 15 years old, and, you know, your brain is still maturing at 15 years old. Actually, a man's brain is not mature until he's 30 years old. Did you guys know that?
Explains a lot.
Yes, it does.
It will, in time. So I'm working the till, and somebody comes up, and they order 15 cheeseburgers, some fat
Jesus Christ.
Idiot.
That's Cam.
15 cheeseburgers is fat ass orders, right? So I'm just, and there's a line all the way out the fucking door. So I'm like, okay, 15, you got it, fatso. Now I'm grabbing the cheeseburgers, I'm whipping them in a bag, right? I'm not putting them in any kind of certain order. You know, I'm not trying to level them out, like stack them like bricks or whatever.
So were these all just regular cheeseburgers? Or did you have some Big Macs?
No, these were standard cheeseburgers.
Okay.
The guy wasn't fussy, he was just a pig. So then, I'm just whipping them in there as fast as I can, and this guy walks up to me from behind the counter, and he's like, "Who taught you how to put cheeseburgers in a bag?" And this is, you know, think about it. I mean, there's a line all the way out the door. There's people that are hungry, right? I don't have time for this fucking guy and to play Q&A about who taught me how to put cheeseburgers in a bag, right?
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? As I'm putting cheeseburgers in the bag, nobody showed me, sir. I just figured you just, you know, throw them in a bag. He's like, well, you know, you got to try to stack them up nice and neat. I'm like, well, jeez, you know what? I'm like, this is the way I do it. And I just threw them all in there. That guy ended up being a regional manager, and I was fired later that day.
Wow.
I know, true story.
How much did they pay you to put cheeseburgers in a bag way back in the day?
I think back then I was making $7 an hour.
Yeah, see, that was bogus.
That was like,
come on,
50 years ago, and Anthony's making $7.25.
Well, it wasn't 50 years ago. I mean,
pretty close.
This would have been 1990. Okay? 1990.
That's 28 years ago still. That's pretty bad, dude.
That's horrible that you guys are still making that.
I'm not still making that.
Oh, this, you guys don't.
We were 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's just horrible that.
I started when I was 14. Old. And then I started there summer before Anthony when I was 14, making $8 an hour. And then I get Anthony a job there next time. I was like, yeah, you make $8 an hour. So we kind of. It was his first ever job.
I was enthralled. My first job.
First ever job. We were busting our ass the first week.
What do you consider busting your ass? Mowing a lawn?
It's a lot more than
wood and everything. Like,
we pretty much just did it all.
You never know what you're going to get. You just kind of show up and they spin a wheel. They're like, yep, you're fucking chopping wood today. You're licking the docks clean. Dude, I've done everything in that place from sweep cobwebs off the corners of docks and to fucking mowing the lawn, everything. I don't even know.
So we
mopping the bathrooms, like just anything they didn't want to do. They're like, kid, go do this.
We got our first paychecks. Mine said $8 an hour.
Cam told me we were going to be making $10 an hour.
I thought I was getting a raise to like $9, and I thought maybe he would get that too.
He told me
like,
$10 an hour.
I don't remember that.
We're spending way too much time on it. Do you think that kids today are lazier than when I was your age? Do you think they're lazier?
Yes.
Yeah, because they have more to access, like technology.
Yeah.
So because kids have smartphones, you think that they're lazier now?
I think it attributes.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is probably video games.
What generation are you guys? Millennials?
We are like a year
Gen X after or whatever.
No, I'm Generation X.
Yeah, yeah, shit. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't remember.
Do you even have a fucking name?
I'm pretty sure.
It's not millennials though.
I don't think it is.
It's a Generation Y.
Something like
Z or some shit.
Like,
right.
Why did your parents fuck? And
pretty
why
much.
Are you even here?
That's kind of what happened to me.
Do you guys feel a little lost? This generation, like, kind of directionless.
Yeah, I feel
I mean, not personally, but like,
no, but I
everybody you know, you know.
I feel like we got the mentality of someone that's like an older generation. So most people our generation just don't give a shit about anything.
Really?
So, yeah.
They don't do anything.
What does that mean for me when I turn 70, and I, you know, I gotta go to a nursing home or something, or?
Dude, you're screwed.
Yeah, you. Right.
What's gonna happen to the country boys?
You know, I hear some of these girls that me and Cam went to high school with, and people asking, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And they're like, oh, I want to have my own daycare. Or, I want to be a teacher. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like,
well, what's wrong with being a teacher?
What are they going to teach? How to suck dick? Like, for well, real?
They're not going to go to college? They just want to...
How are you going to... You had a 2.0 GPA in high school and got like a 12 on your ACT. How are you going to tell me you're going to be a teacher? Yeah. You couldn't teach yourself. You're not teaching anybody else. You know?
Girls pretty slutty nowadays.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now that the whole AIDS scare is over, right, boys? And
yeah.
There's not a whole lot of STDs running around. What was the STD that you guys were afraid to catch in high school last year?
None of them. Full send.
Ooh, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not
know?
Saying
it,
you...
It depends. I mean, none of them are good. There's not one I think. But I mean, like, you get... Most of the stuff, you just pop a pill and it's gone in 2 days anyways.
Is that what
honest.
You did?
So, no. I just I got buddies, you know?
So there's nothing like running rampant anymore?
Nah,
like
no.
Gonorrhea,
I mean,
or herpes,
no.
Or...
Nah. No. It really isn't. I haven't even really heard stories. I mean, most of it's just like my brother's buddies that are just like, oh, when I was in high school, but I mean...
Back when I was your age. You don't know? You hate those stories?
Yeah, they're the worst. Ass.
I mean, fuck our stories. Our stories don't matter
yeah,
anymore.
Little, I walked up hills both ways
no,
to school.
No, no. It's just old guys whining.
Pretty much.
Don't worry about those stories. Don't worry about their... Don't even worry about their opinions.
But, you know, I do realize, you know, that's going to be me one day. You know, I just might have a son and be like, back when I was in wrestling, totally make myself sound a lot better than I ever was.
Like you'd start it with, back when I was in wrestling, I took the guy on a date first before the meet. Right?
You know...
Class it up a little bit?
You know, maybe. You just... You never know.
How many gay... So you wrestled. Now, here's a stereotype. That wrestling, and I've seen you mention this on Facebook, that wrestlers, real wrestlers, I'm not talking about wrestling, which would be WWF or something, but real wrestlers get a lot of flack and are called queer. Does that happen a lot? Are there a lot of gay guys wrestling?
I mean, no, but like, it depends. Like, you got the hockey players, it's hit or miss. People either love it or they hate it. They're like, you know what, that shit is garbage. Like, who wants to watch two dudes whose nuts are bulging out of a fucking spandex singlet
right.
grapple each other on a sweaty mat?
Who'd want to watch that, right?
Michael Winner.
No, I never, you know what, I did try out for the wrestling team in high school.
Really?
Yep, I made it 1 week. 1 week.
See, people underestimate. You know?
It's hard as hell. All they do is run, 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 and run some fucking more. And then...
For it, real, though. Like,
yes. Up and down the fucking stairs. Up and down the stairs. And they're spitting in garbage cans all day trying to lose a pound or two before a meet. It just seemed like nonsense. But they were the guys that you did not want to fuck with in high school. My dad pulled me aside the day before I went to high school, he's like, go pick a fight with whoever the fuck you want, except a wrestler.
Yeah.
No wrestlers, because you're going to lose. I don't care how big they are, I don't, you know, small, you're going to lose a fight against a wrestler. So, I mean, you guys do have that, well, not you, Cameron, but you do have that rep, Anthony.
A little bit,
Were there guys that would pick fights with you just because you were a wrestler?
Do you think so, Cam? I feel like some people will just talk smack, oh, I could beat you in wrestling, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they talk down on your name a lot, just because of the whole history of your last name, but, I mean...
It's a story with Senior, is what he's referencing.
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about youth sports, so you're both youths, cool. Right? And you did youth sports. So it's a lot different nowadays than when it was when I was your age, and I'm not telling one of these boring old man stories, I'm just saying... When I was younger, we did more than one sport. You know, we did the seasons. Like, I did baseball, I did football, I played hockey in the wintertime. You could do 4 or 5 sports. Now it seems like everything is specialized and everything is mega expensive. And the parents are way too into it. Yeah. Was that 100%. Your experience?
100%. I mean,
Cameron, did you ever play a sport?
Yeah, I played baseball and basketball. I was kind of always the guy that had all the cool accessories and all the cool gear, but barely played.
Really?
That was pretty much me.
So you feel like your parents wasted a lot of money on that shit?
I didn't really have all the accessories, so I started making my own money. So I wasted my money on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you play in high school?
Yeah, I played baseball up to 10th grade, made JV, and peaked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a beauty right there. It's a good story.
Were your parents, like, way too involved, like, trying to sign you up for clinics and make you play baseball year-round?
Oh, they knew I was trash. They didn't care. They barely showed up to any of the games.
This was the difference. See, like, I feel like my dad knew I was trash, but, like, he was still just like, geez, kid, like, go to these camps. Like, maybe he had a little bit of hope. You know, I respect that. He's like, God, you know, one of these times I just... This kid just may break out and not be ass, but he was just dead wrong, you know?
Yeah.
He just kept sending me to camps.
So your dad was really involved in youth sports. Now you have a story to tell about your dad.
I do.
Now start at the beginning. This is a good story that made the newspapers here in the Twin Cities some time back. But tell the story. Now you can admit the last name. Okay, just say your dad and tell the story. If they want to do some fucking... digging and try to figure out
have a blast and try to find it out.
But tell us the story.
All right, so I was pretty sure I was 10, maybe 11 years old at the time. We're up at the hockey rink in Ember Grove Heights practicing. A couple of us teams had joined together. We're practicing. So you know how you got? I don't know, Mike. Did you say you ever played hockey?
I played pickup down at the rink every winter.
Well, so the way hockey works is you'll have like your head coach of a hockey team, your assistant coach of a hockey team. You'll get all these fucking dads who come out on the ice in practice with their beat up old skates from 40 fucking years ago. And these dudes think they're the shit. Oh, I was a 3-time letter winner in hockey in high school. Where'd you play? Bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Just the most garbage cities that are trash. All right, so anyways, moral of the story. I'm getting too deep.
So this was at a practice?
This was at a hockey practice.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
So, like I said, like, this dude's just the kid's dad. Like, he's not even my coach, you know what I mean? He's just out there dicking around on skates trying to tell everyone what to do. Like, he's Herb Brooks or something. So I'm out there on the ice, and these kids are just talking smack to me. They were kind of picking on me, and I'm getting pissed, right? So I'm just throwing haymakers with this other kid.
You were fighting.
Yeah.
At a practice.
Correct. With my own, like, basically teammates.
With your own teammates, what was the fight over? Was it or something?
We were 10-year-olds just throwing hands with hockey gloves and helmets on, you know? It was like quarter-hearted. Like, we were seriously pissed at each other, but it wasn't like a, you know, like, I'm trying to kill this dude.
What was it over? Did he slash you or something?
I don't even remember. We were just hooting and hollering at each other in practice, but... I mean, this was... Cam knows I can't remember... anything I did last week, let alone 7 years.
I'd say we were like 10 or 11. Yeah.
You were there, right? Too?
No, but I found out about it because I was sitting on the couch and I watched the news, and there I see Anthony's dad. I'm like, what the fuck did he just do?
Okay, so you're fighting at the rink.
All right, so yeah, so kids scrapping, right? It was whatever. So then we stop or whatever, and this kid who was on my team, and this kid is an absolute weirdo. But, besides the story. So anyways, his dad comes over, he starts running his mouth to both of us kids, whatever.
To stop fighting.
Yeah, but he's like, if you would have done that to me, he told me I'd have broke your fucking legs. And he's telling him, he's like, and if you would have hit me like you hit him, he's telling the other kid, if you hit me like you hit Anthony, I would have punched you in the fucking face or something. I'm like, I was pissed, right? I was already mad I got in this fight. This dude's screaming and cussing at me, saying you would have broke my legs. So I skate off the ice and I'm pissed. So my dad comes walking in the locker room because he was there watching the practice. And he comes in the locker room and he's like, hey, like, why'd you, like, get off the ice? Like, what's wrong? I'm freaking out. I'm throwing my gear in my bag. I'm like, no, you know what? This shit sucks. So I told him what he said. And my dad's like, all right, you know, that's kind of messed up. Like, you don't tell, like, an 11-year-old that you're going to break his legs. So my dad walks out and he goes into the penalty box and he like opens the door and he just like starts waving his finger and he's like, hey, come here. And he was just trying to talk to him, right?
Okay, so this guy that told you that he'd break your legs, was he wasn't a coach or anything. He's just fucking Joe Bag of Donuts, somebody said.
Yes.
Okay.
Literally.
All right.
And he kind of tried to classify himself as a coach, but I wouldn't really.
Oh, he's one of those wannabe dads.
Yes.
He wants to be the coach.
Yes.
He wants to, you know,
yes.
relive his glory days and live
He'll
through
tell
you
how good he was at hockey. Right. Oh, he could have went pro, but, you know, just some adversity stopped him.
Oh, that's really too bad.
I know. So my dad calls him over, and he's a little upset, but he's not, like, freaking out, you know? So he calls him over, and he starts talking to him. He's like, look, dude, like, did you really just say that to, like, them, you know? Did you really just threaten two kids? And he starts freaking out on my dad. He's like, motherfucker. Because my dad, he used to coach, too. He was one of those dads that would get out there and skate on the ice.
He was asshole dad, too.
Okay. Love you, dad, but, yeah, you know. So he wasn't on the ice that day. He think he was sick or something. But so he calls him over. He starts talking to him. And this other father starts freaking out. You know, he's tripping. And he's like, oh, motherfucker, I'll see you never step foot on this ice again, blah, blah, blah. And shoves my dad, and my dad's like, whoa. Now, my dad's 5'8". This dude's like, what, Cam, 6'3"?
Yeah, he's like 6'3".
He's huge.
Uh-huh.
So my dad's like,
hung like a horse, too?
Besides the point on that, right, I don't know.
I guess we don't know. They're wearing pants, I guess.
I guess.
All right.
So he reaches around him, and he grabs him, and he throws him in a chokehold. And he's, like, choking him in the penalty box, because he just pushed my dad in, like, the back of the box, you know?
So your dad was choking him out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the coaches are like, stop, stop. You know, they're saying his name, stop. And he's thinking about it. He's like, nah, I'm going to choke him till he's out. He's not, like, saying, like, he's going to, like, fucking strangle this dude. He was just saying. He's like, I'm not. He wanted to, like, wait until he passed out. Because if he lets go, that dude could still be pissed and turn around and kick him in the head with the skate on or something. You don't know, you know?
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. So he's like, nah, I'm going to choke him till he's out. And he said his mind was racing and all these, like, the other coaches were in the box trying to tell him to stop. So he did, and he let go. And at this point, I'm like, you know, this is some buffoonery. Like, I don't want to go home.
The whole thing, like, took maybe 10 seconds, right? I mean,
yeah.
These fights go usually pretty quick.
I mean, 20, 30 tops.
Right. Okay.
So I grab my stuff. I'm like, let's go. We go home. And I don't even remember how it all unfolded after that. But he ended up getting picked up because we're 99% sure that the other guy who he did it to called the cops.
He dropped a dime, huh?
He dropped a dime, and he was saying that my dad threatened to kill him, and this and that, and he was saying, oh, yeah, he said he's gonna fucking kill me, and then he was in court, and he was like, oh, yeah, like, I can't feel my fingertips anymore, and I'm in fear for my life, like, he needs to go to prison.
Over one incident that lasted maybe 35 seconds.
He testified in court and said that he couldn't feel his fingertips, which forced my dad to pay him out over $4,000, and then he was saying how his entire family was in fear that my dad was going to come back and kill him. And that he wanted my dad to get the max sentence.
Which was what?
Well, he was already on probation, like, previously.
Okay,
so it
for something
like 10
else.
Years.
But 10 years in jail for a fucking chokehold?
Yeah, for two dads scrapping in a penalty box at a hockey practice.
It wasn't even much of a scrap. Your dad got pushed.
Right.
And then the guy, what, he turned his back on your dad?
Well, I don't know.
And then
know
your dad grabbed him
folded,
and put him in a chokehold.
I just know that they were, like, wrestling around, and my dad ended up getting him in, like, a like rear naked choke, you know? And he's holding him there, and they're like, stop, stop. And he's like, no, I'm going to choke him till he's out,
right.
You know?
Right. So court, how long did court take?
Jeez, I barely remember this, dude. A couple months, probably, you know? It was the whole thing, but
a couple of months of going to court?
Well, I mean, you went, like, twice, you know? You got, like, your whatever. You ever been to court before?
A couple of minor consumptions back in the 90s, but, you know.
There we go. But,
when I was your age, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I barely remember. I didn't go. I was going to school. They were always, like, during the day, but, I mean, he ended up getting locked up, but it was 4 months in the workhouse.
He got 4 months in the workhouse for one chokehold that lasted 30 seconds.
I mean, it probably wouldn't have been blown out of proportion if he wasn't on probation already, you know?
Right.
But, I mean,
4 months. Yeah. What's the workhouse like? Did he have to join a gang? Was he anybody? was he anybody's boyfriend?
No, he had
what
work
he
release. But you know, a funny story that this reminds me of is, so one time, you know, so when you go visit him over there in Dakota County, they put you on a little TV screen that you can't see shit. It's like black and white. He's like in the jail. You don't get to see him. It's not like through glass. It's on a TV screen. You pick up this little phone and you're talking to him. It's me and my mom. We're sitting there visiting them.
Right? Were you both crying? And
oh, no. We were chilling and talking. And this dude, he just kept kind of, like, coming over and, like, popping his head around my dad's shoulder and looking at us all weird, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like talking to my dad on the phone. I'm like, Dad, what's that? Who's that dude behind you? Is that your buddy? Apparently, he's just this fucking weirdo that was in there with my dad, and he just kept like staring at me and my mom on the screen. My dad's like, dude, get the fuck out of here or something, you know? Or beat it. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's some weirdos in there. But he had work release and stuff, so he was good, you know? So it's not like he had to lose his job.
What's work release?
So that's where they let you out for like, I don't know if it was like 10 or 12 hours a day. Enough time for you to be able to leave, get in your car, go to work, but you have to come back at night. So basically, he was just sleeping there.
Oh, okay. Right. So he got 4 months for choking out somebody in the workhouse. And he fined, and $4,000 in fines.
No, that's what he had to pay to the dude.
Right.
Like, he had to pay that to the guy he choked because the guy was claiming he couldn't feel his fingers.
Right, that's the fine.
Right, basically.
That's it. What were you going
to
say, Cameron?
This happened during, like, winter break, and then we get back to school, and the dad that Anthony's dad got in a fight with was actually on my bus. So we're both in the bus, and all of a sudden I hear him talking about it, and he was like, yeah, so my dad totally beat Anthony's dad's ass, and he was just talking his dad up. It was terrible. I'm like,
so I got,
come on.
So
yeah, what was school like?
After that?
Yeah.
It's, well, Cam knew it. It lasted all throughout high school. Like, it kind of put a damper on the last name, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I mentioned earlier. Like, they just bullied the hell out of him for it, which made no sense.
In the beginning. And then once you get to high school and kids get older, they're all like, oh, like, that's kind of beast, you know? But, like, in elementary school, they were all like, you know, like, that's kind of fucked up, you know? Because they're listening to their parents. They don't get it.
Right.
But like, that's why, like, I was getting fucking fried at school right after it happened because, like, this dude's kid showed up and he's like, yeah, my dad beat the fuck out of Anthony's dad. And we're in, like, what, fifth grade? So all these kids are like, ha ha, his dad beat your dad up, blah, blah, blah.
So did you have to straighten this kid out?
So then, like, a couple days later, you know, my dad's face is on the news and shit.
What?
And So then I get to school, and these kids are all like, whoa, dude, like, what'd your dad do? Like, your dad's going to jail, bro. Like, he choked a coach. Yeah, it was this other dude's dad that you just told me he beat my dad's ass 2 days ago.
It's like you're reliving it right now.
Yeah.
I can see the emotion.
I can see it. I just... getting fired up. It's like I'm back in elementary school.
Good. Keep okay. So all the kids saw it, and you got made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to fight your way out of it, or did kids just let it go?
I feel like as we got older. I mean, it wasn't bad. Like, it pissed me off in the beginning, but like, obviously after like a week or two, it faded away. But like, the thing is kids like hated on it through like ninth or tenth grade probably.
Yeah.
But then like, of course, senior year, like when we're joking around in classes and shit, they're like, you know, like, that's actually kind of beauty, like, your dad choked him out, you know, like, which is
fine. Why would they hate on it if the other guy started it and your dad finished it?
Cam?
Because
the favoritism and politics.
They'll find anything to make fun of someone for.
Oh, yeah.
So they heard the false story saying how Anthony's dad got beat up, and then they just ran with it.
Right.
There's no turning back once you get to that point.
Oh, hell no.
And it's different nowadays because everybody's on social media, too.
Exactly.
So were you Facebook bullied, too? Did you have a Facebook account?
Oh, no. I was never Facebook
bullied.
Or
Snapchat?
Either.
Snapping?
Well, I mean, I didn't have, like, Snap back then. I had Facebook, but, like, no one's frying me on Facebook. It's not really like that. Like, that's more like buddy stuff. Like, me and Cam roasting each other
Okay. Sure. How real is that cyberbullying stuff these days in high schools?
You know, I never had a problem with it. I don't think Cam did.
I never really experienced it. I mean, I know
looking at Cam,
like,
I think you would have experienced it.
I got bullied a lot, but I didn't really let it get to me. Like, shit was
I mean,
funny.
That was
I'm just
thing,
kidding.
Though, like, we both got it back kind of a lot, because, like, we were always fucking bullying people. Like, Cam, was I a bully in high school?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we both were.
We were pretty
bad,
dude.
I got bullied
like,
a lot.
I think about it.
And then, like, when I finally got to the point, I would literally just go off on
it. But it was all, like, our buddies joking when we were older, like, it was never really, like, we took it to the dome, because it wasn't, like, real bullying. Like, it's not like I showed up to school, and I'm like, I fucking hate my life, because people are like, no one likes you. It was, like, shit that you do that people just don't forget and keep bringing up. Like, like, you did this, and it was dumb as fuck. So now we're just never going to let it down, and every day we see you at school, we're going to be like, remember that one time when you did this?
Right. Well, that's all pretty standard.
Oh,
right?
It's like, yeah.
There's nothing different about
you're
that.
You're not getting fucking brute at school. Like, it was just your typical high school boy shit.
Why was it on the news?
I think, honestly, it was because, like, he was on probation when it happened. So, like,
still, why would it be on the news? It's kind of a non-story.
Exactly, you know?
Hmm.
They didn't have shit better to do. And then, what's that dude on the radio? I can't think of his name.
The dude from KQ, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tom Bernard?
Yeah. Yes, that motherfucker.
KQ Morning Show? I fucking hate that show now.
Yeah.
So,
that show's brutal.
Tom Bernard sucks cocks.
So he's on there
saying,
just
so go ahead.
Bashing my fucking dad. And, like, he had this post on Facebook about it. Like, he shared it or something, with, like, the news article. And Tommy absolutely got on there and fucking roasted Tom Bernard. That's all I remember about that. But, I mean, you got all the internet gurus out there. They were commenting on the news story.
So, Tom Bernard hosted the KQ Morning Show, which used to be the number one show here in town, which is not anymore. Got on the air and took your dad to task and made fun of him. And then gave your dad airtime to defend himself? Is that what I'm understanding?
Oh, no airtime to defend himself. No, he was just on there roasting him.
Anthony's brother that actually went on Tom Bernard's like Facebook post and defended him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did Mr. Bernard respond?
Oh, no.
I doubt he ever read it.
Probably not, but...
Yeah, well, there's a reason that show's not number one anymore.
Yeah.
It sucks.
That dude's an idiot. He thinks he knows every story. He bakes everyone who gets in trouble. Like, he's perfect. Didn't that dude, wasn't he catching Deweys and stuff? I thought I heard
Tom Bernard?
Him getting in trouble.
I don't know that, but I do know that he loves to tell stories about growing up in North Minneapolis and what a hard ass he is.
Oh, he's so tough hiding behind that microphone all day.
Yeah, North Minneapolis, back in the day, probably was pretty tough, and it's still tough now. But the guy is a multi-millionaire, so any half-ass bullshit stories he's telling about his youth and how hard he was, I'm not really buying.
No.
You know? So anyway, well, that sucks.
I mean, but to be honest, like, the way, like, I am and, like, my family is, like, we don't really give a fuck what you gotta say, you know? Like, who is Tom Bernard to get on the radio and bake my dad?
Tom Bernard just picked up a newspaper and saw the story and commented on it.
Yeah.
He's just looking for content. I wouldn't take it personally.
Oh, no, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we didn't, you know? Like, it was just funny because you get all the people on the internet. Like, there was comments on, like, the news articles, and they're like, this is the worst father ever, blah, 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 you know? All these moms that are just crying.
How did it affect you getting pussy in high school?
Not at all.
Were you still able to get pussy?
I was.
That's good.
I was.
Cameron?
Cam, too. Cam was good.
Yeah.
Cam got a little pussy, too?
That's good. He did. Yeah. Cam did.
Well, not, what about now, though? Because you guys are both out of high school. What's it like for you in the real world?
It's not great because we're both at a community college. Like,
uh-huh.
Woo-hoo. I mean, I'm doing all right.
I mean, he's...
Speak for yourself.
He's got himself a little toy. But, but...
Oh, wait till she hears that one on
here. I'm just trying to focus on work and school right now. And then once I get done with these 2 years, then it's game on.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Sports broadcaster.
Oh, really? It's hardly any of those.
I know. Or like a sports journalist.
Sports journalism would be the way to go.
Perfect face for the radio.
No one's putting you on TV.
I worked at KFAN. I was an intern there for a while.
They don't do that anymore. Do you know that?
There's no more internships.
They don't take
internships,
and I would have done it, but.
Well, yeah, that sucks. That's crazy.
Michael was on his knees under the table.
Well, anyway, that was. I'm sorry about the buzzing, ladies and gentlemen. We got microphone issues that have nothing to do with me. God.
It's all my fault.
It's not your fault. What is this? It's just a loose connection right here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Just hold it like that.
I'm going to throw
a mic in the trash. Anyway, so that was a hell of a youth sports story. But we got to pay some bills. Steaks and Cakes, my dad's restaurant over there on Broadway.
Best in business.
Broadway
baby.
And Lindale over there in North Minneapolis. If you're looking for steak and cake, and you want it in one place, and that's all you want to eat, head over to Steak and Cakes, my dad's restaurant. As far as drinks go, all he offers is diet, Pepsi, caffeine-free. Now, you two have been to the Steak and Cakes. What did
couple
you think?
Of times.
Couple of times. So
yeah.
What actually, was your experience there?
It's actually, first of all, 5-star review on Yelp.
Nice.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yes.
What'd you like about it?
It's the best Diet Pepsi you will ever drink in your life.
I don't know where he gets it. I don't know if he's got it on tap. I don't know
like,
what that man does.
There's some
the
shit in that
Pepsi,
Diet Pepsi that's not like normal Diet Pepsi.
It is. And then you just got Big G, you know, the hospitality. He's just sitting there on... At his little table, you know, and just help yourself, pointing to things, you know.
Right, just pointing things out,
pointing
but not getting
out.
You anything.
Yep.
Great.
I mean, it's a little sketchy getting in there, but once you're in there, it's
sketchy. No. I haven't been there in a while. What's the clientele like these days?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, off of Lindale over there, gets a little sketchy, but...
You two are the only white guys in there, I'm guessing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
How was the steak?
A little pink, but pretty good.
If you don't like pink, then are you a man?
Yup.
Good selection of cakes?
Good selection of cakes.
Definitely.
Chocolate.
Good? Chocolate. Priced right, he still takes food stamps as payment too, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah, I actually use my EBT card.
Yes.
Right, nice. Well, there's a couple of testimonials for you. So if you're feeling hungry for some steak, head on over to Big G Steaks and Cakes. That's located off Broadway and Lindale in good old North Minneapolis. Tell them you heard it on Wisecrack with Winter. My dad will keep my rent the same, which is nothing here in this basement. So, great. Somebody else, have you guys ever thought about buying a home?
So we actually, a group of buddies, me, Anthony, and then two other guys, have actually been thinking about moving in together into like a townhome slash home.
How about a home in Indianapolis, Indiana? No,
thanks. Why would we go there?
You'd want to head to Indianapolis for a lot of different reasons. Just for the job prospects, there's working at the spark plug plant, there's... a few jobs on the river cleaning up trash. And I got a good friend of mine named Paul Lambie that sells homes there. Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Real Estate. Maybe you've heard of him. If you're thinking about moving to the Indianapolis Circle City area, look up Paul Lambie at Carpenter Realty and he'll find you a home. Would you consider moving to Indianapolis?
No.
Never.
Not a chance.
Is it like a requirement? Do you need a permit to carry to even move into that city? Or
I think you do.
I feel like it's just necessary.
It's like Chicago Junior.
What do you guys know about Indianapolis? Anything?
Colts are ass. I mean, that's always...
this really big race.
You know,
that's pretty much all that goes on there.
The Indianapolis 500?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, man. A bunch of fucking left turns. Garbage. Who watches NASCAR? That's what we need to talk about. Mike, you ever watch NASCAR?
No, I don't. I graduated high school. Thanks.
Yeah, for real.
I have no interest in watching guys make left turns. And then they call them athletes.
I don't know how. You sit in a chair and...
The only thing athletic about it is trying not to pee for about 6 hours straight.
Danica Patrick, though. That's a topic we can get on to.
Does she ever win, or is she just a piece of ass that looks good in a car?
Piece of ass that looks good in a car.
Right?
Piece of ass that needs to crash halfway through the race in order to get airtime.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you guys watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've just seen Danica Patrick.
Yeah, right? Forgot. You ever jerk off about her? Be honest.
Not yet, but, you know, I appreciate the idea.
Okay. All right. One more bill to pay. We got to hear from our friends over at Minnesota Superior Sound. Take it away. And we're back. So, let's switch gears, guys. Politics. Did you guys bother to vote?
I did.
The 18-year-old demographic that they're looking for, it seems.
I did vote.
I did.
And which way did you guys vote?
Bull blue?
Red?
Straight red.
Red.
Why? Why red? Why all Republican guys?
Can you
explain it to
me?
Okay. Hardworking.
Why'd you vote blue, Mike? That's the question.
I didn't say which way I voted yet. I asked you guys.
Well, I want to hear how you voted, because judging by the signs in your front lawn, I don't know.
Tim Walz.
Oh, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota. I voted Democratic all the way across the ticket, and I'll tell you why. When I was your guys' age and I was uninformed and, you know, not that smart yet, I voted Republican. I voted for Bush Jr. twice. I would have voted for George Sr. if I was old enough. Back then, I listened to a lot of Rush Limbaugh on the radio. He was a really big deal then, and I was in the talk radio, and I think I had my mind warped a little bit over that whole conservative way of thinking. Until you grow up, boys, and you get married, and you have kids, and you get a house, and then you get divorced, and you move in your parents' house.
Do you have any of these?
Huh?
Do you have any of these?
I've had it all, lost it all.
True.
You know? True. I was married for 14 years. I have a daughter who's 12. I had two homes. And trust me, when you get all these things, and the bills really start to pile up, you don't want a Republican in the White House. You don't. They don't. The Republicans, in my opinion, do not care about the middle class, and they sure as fuck don't care about poor people. They do not. They're about cutting taxes for the mega rich and that type of shit. You two are shit on their shoe.
Until we get rich.
until you get rich. And that's the American dream, to go and chase the brass ring, right, boys? That's what you want to do?
Fucking right.
Yeah. There's a very high chance that neither one of you will be worth a shit in 10 years. Let's tell you that right now.
See, you're not wrong.
Just based on what I'm seeing here.
Okay. I'm going to own my own Chipotle.
You're going to own your own Chipotle? I thought you wanted to be a cop.
I'm going to own my own Chipotle.
All right. What about you, Cameron? What do you want to do?
I want to be a broadcaster.
You want to be a broadcaster. Well, okay, I'm a broadcaster. I went to broadcasting school. Look where I'm doing broadcasting, in a basement. Okay. Hey,
great things start in a basement.
Right.
Or a garage.
Get that four-year journalism degree. Is that what you're chasing?
Yeah, broadcast journalism.
Four-year degree.
Yep.
You got a community college that has four-year degrees?
No, I'm doing 2 years at community college. I'm doing my associate's degree there.
Okay, where are you going to do the other 2 years?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out for you. I'm just saying, 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up in the 90% or the 99% that are not mega rich. There's that 1% that is. And that's when you start voting blue. Right now, you guys don't have any fucking real bills. What are your bills?
I got car insurance. I pay for my phone bill. Pay for my gas. He's and really I got a $700 college payment every month.
He's really good about this. He's got a lot of bills.
So yeah, I got like 5-6 bills.
Right? What about you? What do you got for bills?
I mean, I really don't, I guess. I mean, I pay for gas and stuff. Okay. I mean, like, I buy all my own clothes and stuff, but, like, as of right now, my parents are still taking care of my phone and car insurance, and right. I don't pay rent yet.
Right. Now, the fact that I did not vote Republican does not mean that I player hate on Republicans. I like Republicans just fine. I don't think they're anything bad. I don't think that they're Nazis. I don't, none of that stuff, okay? They just believe in different things than I do, okay? So don't feel like you're at a disadvantage because I didn't vote your way, all right? Because you're going to end up changing your mind in 10 years. Because I guarantee by 30 years old, both of you guys are going to be married.
Look at what happened to my brother. He's got his dick tucked between his legs now, too.
Talking about your older brother, Thomas?
Oh, Tommy.
Well, talk about Tommy. I mean, he's not here to defend himself.
Not here to defend himself. And thank God, because he'd probably pinch my head with his two fingers and pop it.
Yeah? You don't want to end up like your brother, is that what you're saying?
No.
He's a big...
I would love to end up like my brother, just not in the political view category. My brother's a great guy. You got to admit.
Yeah, I like your brother. He's a friend of mine.
He's a nuthead.
He's a big meathead. And if people at home are trying to picture like what Tommy looks like, have you ever seen Despicable Me and Gru?
Gru!
That is Tommy right there. That'll help you.
So he's pretty castrated around his wife, is that what you're saying?
What I don't know what that means.
It's no balls.
Oh.
Castrated. That's what that means.
Nah, dude. Kristen's the shit. Like, he couldn't have done any better, I don't think. Like, she's, you know, like, she lets him do what he wants. She's a good mom. Like, she works. She
right.
went to college. Like, you can't complain. Like, you gotta admit, like, Tommy gets out of the house a lot, you know?
He does. I've gone out with him more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that something that your generation wants for itself? Does Generation Y want the house and want the kids?
I do.
And want the debt? You guys want the debt and want the...
No, I don't want the debt. That's why I'm going to a community college. Because I see these kids who are majoring in communications and don't know what they're going to do at all. And they're 110 grand in debt because they went to the U for 4 years.
But... Mm-hmm. And to get that marketing degree that every other kid has.
Yep.
To drink shitty vodka and smoke cigarettes for 4 years and then have to pay for it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's real talk.
Dude, my entire 4 year degree, or my entire 2 year degree is like $4,000. Or, what is it? Yeah, no. 1 year is like $4,000. But, so that's what, 8 grand for an associate's?
And cops do pretty well, don't they?
Once you start getting deeper into your career, they start around like 60 grand a year, but.
Right?
But once you start like doing like how high I want to get, like a sergeant, you know, like they make 9,500 grand a year. It's not bad.
As long as we're talking about police, let's get your guys' opinion on this. All the police brutality videos and everything, and you got one side saying that all cops are bad, like Black Lives Matter, and then you got the other side that says there's a thin blue line that's preventing anarchy in the streets. Where does your generation fall on that? Are you guys...
Ooh, that's a good question. Well,
people our generation, like, they like to do stuff that's illegal. So when they get in trouble, it's never their fault.
Okay.
100%.
So they're always, like, saying, like, fuck the cops and shit like that. But I think you have to look at it like as a case by case basis to be able to
most
exactly
people like respect police. It's just the ones that make the bad decisions are the ones that don't respect the police, you know.
Uh-huh.
The kids that are like slinging dope, they're like, yeah man, like we don't like cops. Well, you see why, you know, because probably when one's behind you, you're shitting a brick, you know?
And that's the majority of kids?
No, I think most people I know really do respect cops. I don't get, like, hate for wanting to be a cop, but people uh-huh. respect it, you know? But.
Yeah. So you'd say the majority of kids in your generation are pretty shiftless and losers and not a lot of personal responsibility.
Not a lot of personal
there
responsibility,
isn't a lot of
for
personal
sure.
Responsibility.
No.
What's your guys' opinion on the school shootings and all the mass shootings that all of a sudden are just an everyday occurrence?
It's obviously sad.
God, that microphone,
this
dude.
Is trash.
I'm pretty close to just fucking disconnecting it. I don't know what's the matter with it. There's a short. I'm sorry about that at home. What was I saying? I got all fucked up because of the microphone.
Something about school shootings.
Yeah, where are you guys at with that? You know?
Elaborate, was I scared to go to school?
Yeah, I mean, were you guys scared to go to high school with all the school shootings every minute?
No, not really at all.
There was one time where there was, like, some guy that threatened to do it. I won't really go into detail about it, but it made a lot of people, like, not come into school.
Pretty nervous.
I mean, I just use it as an excuse not to go to school.
I showed up for 2 hours and I texted my mom. I'm like, Mom, no one's here. I'm coming home. She was like, okay.
Yeah,
it's like almost it was an epidemic, and now it's like every day.
Yeah. But I mean, otherwise we didn't really have any, like, threats or anything, or like, where we felt scared.
But I don't even really notice them anymore, to be honest. Like, you'll hear one on the radio, I think there was one in California or whatever, at a bar, like a month ago, like mm-hmm. some country western bar. And the ironic mm-hmm. thing, a lot of those people that were at that country western bar, we're at that show in Vegas where that guy mowed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
50 people down.
Yeah, that was insane.
It was insane. Speaking of insane, what is your generation's obsession with fucking Fortnite? That new video game. Do you guys play fucking Fortnite?
Used to.
I was addicted to Fortnite.
What is it about? What is Fortnite about for those that don't know at home?
I don't even know how to describe it, dude. Like, what?
You pretty much.
It's a pointless game.
Get 100 people into a bus. You drop down onto this big-ass map. With completely nothing but a pickaxe.
Okay.
And you run around and try to find weapons and stuff to kill other people with, and the last man standing wins. That's kind of like a rundown of it.
And you just keep doing the same game over and over and over and over again.
And then you can, like, tear down buildings with that pickaxe, and then you get materials. But, like, so I used to be pretty good at Fortnite. This was back in, like, February, March, April-ish, right?
Yeah, way back then.
Well, like, no, like, that was when the game was new, you know?
Uh-huh.
But pretty new, so.
Right.
So, like, yeah, like, you get your materials and, like, you can build to, like, reach different levels of buildings and stuff, right?
Right.
But now there's all this shit after this pro gamer called Ninja.
The pro gaming thing.
Yeah, have you seen that? Dude,
no.
He's like $500,000 a month playing Fortnite.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Swear
he does?
God,
it's crazy.
A guy makes $500,000.
That's just from, like, playing the game. That's not, like, all his sponsors and all of his, like, streams and all that YouTube.
How does he make the money? Like, people sponsor his YouTube channel and his videos?
Well, that, and, like, YouTube pays you for how many views and likes you get and stuff, and you can make a lot off that.
He's really big on Twitch, too.
Twitch is big. Twitch is getting big.
What's a Twitch?
It's like a TV channel for, like, watching gamers. Like, I could stream on Twitch and you could watch me play. It's like a podcast. It's like on-demand video game.
All right, okay.
So people watch these dudes who are really good. You know, like, he's the best player in the world. And people find it interesting. They try and watch him and learn how to get better, you know? So
what does he do? He drops down into these drop zones and he just murders people?
Yes, he's, like, insanely good. Like, I'd have to show you, like, one of his clips or something. But, like, he'll get, like if I think the most kills I've ever gotten in the game of Fortnite was 7. And I was hyped. And this dude's gotten, like, 46 before.
Really? And everybody starts with nothing, right?
With nothing.
And you got to find it all.
Yup, exactly.
That's kind of neat how y'all start on, like, an even playing field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no special weapons. I mean, but why is it so fucking huge? You know, it's like every kid.
I know why. It was a free game. Like, you don't have to pay to get the game.
Oh.
But it's fun. It was fun, but now everyone's too good. Like, I played, like, 2 months ago, and I was ass, because now people learned how to, like, take the materials, and they start building, like, buildings around you, and next thing you know, they're 10 feet above you in the game, and they're shooting down at you, and, like, it's just a huge cock fest every time I fucking try and shoot
it's somebody. It's a sausage party?
Yeah, you start popping shots at this dude, and instead of him, like, jumping around, you know, and trying to shoot back, it's, like, fucking wall here, bridge here, everything, you know?
Right. What? Are you guys really into video games?
Yeah,
Call of Duty Black Ops.
We're playing a lot of Black Ops 4 right now.
Yeah?
Otherwise, like, I play a lot of Madden or 2K, or MLB The Show is the biggest one for sports.
When that comes out in March every year, we're gone for a week.
Yeah.
What are girl... Like, month. Switching gears, I don't want to spend too much time in video games. It's not that kind of show.
Right.
Let's get into it. I mean, what are girls like nowadays? What are they into?
Dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just a free... Like a... Free fuck for all, or I mean, what's going on out there? I mean, I'm
so what,
not
here's,
single.
Here's
so.
My question. This is what I want to know. So back when you were in high school, like, would girls just fuck any dude?
No.
No.
None of. I mean,
like, I'm talking like girls are graduating high school with body counts over 20, bro. Like, they've banged 20 different dudes already.
Really?
Like, easily. Yeah.
Did they have a rabid nicotine addiction?
Well, yeah. I mean, back in the 90s, girls smoked.
Yeah, they just like pretty much everyone has. Some sort of vape product.
Everybody's addicted to vaping and nicotine, apparently, now, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's kind of hard for me to think of one person that doesn't have a nicotine addiction that we graduated with.
Really?
Yeah.
It is messed up.
What about drug use? I mean, what's a drug use like?
We didn't really have a lot of, like, major drug use. There's a bunch of people that smoked pot, but we never really had, like, the super hard drugs in our school.
No, now that I think about it, like, we really never did.
Like, you never heard of someone shooting up heroin in the bathroom. You might have heard of someone getting busted for having, some pot on them, but...
So all girls in high school are sluts now?
Pretty much.
Is that what you're telling me?
Most.
Most of them are?
Yeah. The ones that are popular.
That one's cool. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
The ones that aren't fugly.
Yeah. What's it like? I mean, you guys can't go to clubs, right? So are you on...
Whorehouse. Poorhouse.
I've been to the poorhouse.
You go to the poorhouse in Minneapolis.
I love the poorhouse.
Okay, that's one of my clients for my A job.
Really?
I go to the poorhouse once a week. Yeah. I know all the people that run it and bartend. And
nice.
How are you getting into the poorhouse?
It's 18.
18 plus on
Thursday. They do 18 plus.
Thursday nights.
Now, the poorhouse is on, like, the sketchiest corner in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, so, let me...
Are you ever worried going into downtown about your safety?
Yeah. I rode the light rail one time, and this dude told me he was going to pull a gun out of his backpack and shoot me.
For what? What'd you do to him?
Whoa. I just looked at him, and he was singing a song, and I was like, hey, dude, I like that song. And he said, motherfucker, I got a gun in my backpack right now. I'll blow your brains out.
What?
Yeah. I just kind of sat there, and I didn't really say anything. I don't know why, but...
Has the light rail basically turned into a homeless shelter?
You know what I mean? Yes. It's... Yes.
So,
yes.
If it's before dark, like, you're safe. But after dark, there's some zombies that are on that light rail.
Dude, and you got people fighting, bro, and you got homeless people, drunk people.
I went on there...
People cracked out.
Yeah. I took it home from the bar, like, maybe a month ago. At 1 a.m. I was the only person that wasn't homeless on that train.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple in front of me fighting about getting to bed. It's time to go to bed. We got to get to bed. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And she's like, take your shoes and put them over there. It was like they were at home. This was home. On the fucking train.
That's crazy.
It was.
You know what I mean, though? That platform that's right outside the poorhouse?
Yeah, I know about it.
Oh, that one's brutal. What is that, the Lake Street one, right?
No, it's Hennepin and Fifth Avenue.
Hennepin and Fifth. Yeah, you're right. Lake Street's
Lake Street
away,
one's
right?
On the bridge.
And it's sketchy. You guys are afraid on that platform, or? It's okay to admit if you are.
Yeah, I usually am not. Like, Cam will tell you, but, like, that's one place where I'm like, you know, Cam, like, we might catch a couple rounds on this.
Yeah, platform. Like, the first time we took the light rail, I think we went to a Twins game or something. And I started looking at the stops that we're going to have to go to. Actually, no, I was with a different buddy who went to the Timberwolves game. I looked at the stops, and I saw Lake Street on there. I was like, oh, God, like, where are we?
I think Lake Street's a little safer. Lake Street's gotten better.
Well, it is, like, it's safer than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's also safer on the light rail, because I didn't know this at the time. But the stop is actually on the bridge way above it, instead of, like, down in Lake Street.
Right?
So, I mean, it's not terrible, but when I saw it, I was like...
That's where all the drunks always get on when I'm on that thing, though. And the homeless people, they're always on Lake Street.
Yeah?
It's bad. It's by far... It's the one I think they have the most, like, when on the ones I'm always on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why. Whenever I get to Lake Street, there's just some fuck who gets on the train. You know? Yeah.
What's 18 and up like? What is that like at, dude, the, at the dance clubs?
It's a good time.
Really? Because you're all drinking pop.
Nah.
What do you supposed get, to be. What do you guys do? You load up, you get drunk before you go in there? I mean, what's going on?
I mean, it depends on the person, but you're right, though. That's the, like, you just drink. It depends on the people. Like, there's different groups. Like, some people get plastered before they go, but otherwise, it's just a bunch of, it's like a fucking high school dance in a way, but yet it's cooler.
It's better because, oh my god, I'm 18. People that are younger than me can't get in here. I'm so
cool.
Yeah.
But, like, you're right. Like, the standing in the corner with your group and fucking drinking your little Sprite that you
got right
at the bar, and you're like, oh, I stepped at the bar and got this drink.
What are the girls like? I keep bringing this
they're
up.
Pretty nice,
I guess.
Throwing I'm not gonna lie. Ass yeah. everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Told you, our generation.
Your generation is pretty much disease-free. You don't have to worry about AIDS. I mean, because that's what we had to worry about.
But the thing is I don't know how.
I mean, okay.
Well, AIDS is pretty much eradicated.
I'm not saying just AIDS.
In America, anyway, it's pretty much, you know, gone the way of the dodo.
It's still there, but I feel like back in the day, like, you didn't have, like, the technology to know that it wasn't as big of a threat that you thought it was.
Right?
So that's probably a pretty big fucking threat, if you ask me.
No, it is. I don't know about AIDS. I don't think you guys got to really worry about AIDS. I'm not saying go run around there and stick your dick in anything with no condom, but I don't think it's, you know, it's not really a thing anymore.
That's Cameron's key saying. No Jimmy hats allowed.
Right? Who do you guys like to win the NFL this year? Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Well, if it's not going to be the Vikings, they're probably not going to win. I mean, I've been a Vikings fan my whole life, and I've been let down. But the Rams look pretty good, or the Saints.
Yeah.
I want the Saints.
I don't want the Saints. Fuck the Saints.
I think it's going to be the Saints and the fucking Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs are going to choke. They don't have a defense. You can't play in the playoffs without a defense.
But you got to outscore them. All they do is score. Did you guys watch the Monday night game last week?
Yeah, but when Tom Brady gets in the playoffs, I mean, I think he's going to beat the Chiefs.
You think so?
And a team that could probably beat the Chiefs, too, is the Chargers.
Let's talk about Tom Brady. Mike, what do you think about Tom Brady?
I think Tom Brady is the fucking man.
Yeah.
I don't think there is a...
Best quarterback to ever play.
I don't think there...
Oh, yeah. He just seems kind of gay, you know?
You think he's gay?
He's got a pretty hot wife.
Giselle's hot, don't get me wrong, but he's weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, there's just this thing around Tom Brady where I look at him, I'm like, you know, like, fuck that guy, you know?
You really?
Maybe it's just because
you resent him because he's
got all the things that I want,
right?
And will never have. You know, that might be it.
Right?
Probably is.
But
I don't know.
But look, like, there's other NFL quarterbacks. I'm like, that dude's a beast. You know, like.
But you don't think Brady's a beast? He's won five Super Bowls.
He's won five Super Bowls.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Maybe not record wise.
I'm not denying that. I agree.
He's just not a beast.
I just don't. He's not. He doesn't. Like, he's got passion, but he's not. I don't know.
I'm confused.
Everything about Brady, I just don't like. Like, I just look at him on the field, and I'm like, you, the way you play looks fucking dumb. You look fucking dumb, you know? I just hate Tom Brady. I always have. I don't know why.
You don't like winners?
I respect... Dude, he cheats. He's a fucking
You think
cheater.
He cheats?
Yes.
You
cheat. Okay, cheating or not, you win five Super Bowls, you're the fucking man.
Oh, cheating or not. Okay, I could cheat on my test and pass five classes, but I'm still a
How do you
dumbass.
Think they're cheating? By underinflating a fucking ball, and that's how they won five Super Bowls?
Yeah, no.
Come on.
All right.
No, come on. Belichick is the greatest coach to ever live. Brady is one of the best quarterbacks to ever live. Top five all time.
I mean, I do agree with both those statements.
Right?
But Ryan Tannehill.
What? Ryan Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill.
The Miami guy?
The Miami guy. 2020 NFL MVP, Ryan Tannehill.
That's who you like.
Right, that's now. A hot sports take.
Hold on a second. Your guys' mics.
Wait, what are you...
So I guess it's universal. Why do you like Ryan Tannehill so much? What's with you and Ryan Tannehill?
It's just a joke. It pisses Cam off every time I say it, so I just pretend like he's my favorite player.
Okay.
Because then Cam's just, you see his veins just popping out. Ryan Tannehill? Why?
Not a fan. So you wanted to share a couple stories about Anthony on the way out?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So, well, first we'll start when we were younger. It's my first ever day at South St. Paul. I came from Apple Valley. I didn't know a damn person. Kids were weird. Not going to lie. We had a weird class. So we're in gym. We're playing floor hockey, and I'm just kind of going about my business, half-ass playing floor hockey in elementary school gym.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I hear, like, a super loud stick noise. I, like, turn around me. Another kid's whipping Anthony with a hockey stick.
Just beating him with a hockey
stick? Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I turn around and I see the look on Anthony's face and I'm like, this is not good. Just starts getting in a fist fight the first ever day I went to school. I was like, yep, that's my best friend.
Fucking rocking this kid after he was clapping me with the hockey stick.
Or, it was senior year.
This one's my favorite.
Senior year. We're in the lunchroom. Anthony's sitting at a table with all the fucking choir band kids. Don't ask me why. So
you're in band? That's great.
No. So I'm sitting there talking to someone, and I look to my right, and there was this weird thing that you would throw carrots in the lunchroom to piss people off.
And keep in mind, I would do this every single day, but I was in a pissed off mood this day. But I'm the one dick. Like, I would peg anyone who pissed me off in the head with a carrot. And
you like to throw carrots.
You know why? Because it pisses you off. You know? You ever seen someone get pegged in the head with a carrot?
They no. Like, I guess fuck? I kind of that missed my generation.
So. This little freshman kid, he had to be like 4 or 5, throwing carrots at Anthony. Yeah, and I'm like, right. This is not good. And Anthony, or he keeps throwing them at Anthony. Anthony snaps, turns around, is like, throw it at me one more time and see what happens. I'm like, uh-oh. Chucks a carrot at him. Anthony literally gets up, takes his palm, puts the guy's head to his palm and just muffs him. Just throws him across the table. Chairs are going flying everywhere.
This kid's fucking someone on the ground.
Really? Funniest thing I've ever watched in my life.
Just launched that dude, bro.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I think I should get to what did I learn this episode. What did you guys learn before I do that?
Learn that our generation is fucked.
Pretty much.
Generation is completely fucked.
I learned how old you were. I never knew. That's
I'm 44 years old.
No, I was Noah's Ark. 44.
Yeah.
You're over double my age.
Yes. Someday you guys will be my age.
God, it'll be so depressing.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over like 21 is just ass.
Yeah.
Once you get to 21, you can do everything. Frightens you. Getting older frightens you?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
It's not cool anymore.
Once you get to 21, you can do everything. You just stop there.
Right.
Huh. Well, okay. Here's what I learned. I gotta get my music up here. What the hell? Piece of shit iPhone. Oh, there we go. What did I learn? What did I learn is brought to you by your friends over at Carpenter Realty, Minnesota Superior Sound, and Big G's Steak and Cake over on Broadway Lindale. That's Steak and Cakes. I learned that being 18 is tough, and I'm glad I didn't have to go to school at the same time you guys did, because it did not sound like that great of a time. People were worried about school shootings and you know what? That's all you guys were worried about, right? Was school shootings?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but there's a lot of free love. A lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of sex at your school.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah. I learned that if you're a parent, it doesn't pay to get too involved in youth sports, because you end up going to jail, spending $4,000 on legal fees, being on the fucking news, being mentioned on a morning show, being mentioned on a podcast 16 later, years later, whatever it was since that happened, was 9 years later. Right?
And odds are your kid's not going anywhere.
Right. What else did I learn? I learned that these kids, for some reason, want to vote for Trump. Why'd you guys vote for Trump?
I didn't.
While I'm talking. Huh?
I was 16, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, neither one of you fuckers voted.
I'm fairly dry.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you two didn't vote.
Yeah, you better
one.
Thank God so there's two more votes
in the red category. Anyway, but it was fun having a couple guys in a lot younger than me and getting back in touch with what's going on today at the youth scene and all the fucking 18 off nights you go on. And I enjoyed all your stories. Thanks a lot for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I can't think of anything else meaningful to say. So you guys stay classy out there. Keep listening to the show. And tell your friends. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Give me 5 stars if you fucking know what's good for you. That's it. We'll see you guys next time. That's Why It's Cracking with Winter. Good night, or good morning, or good afternoon, or whatever the fuck time it is you're listening to this.